Hello, everyone, and welcome to Charmed by Bravo, the brand new name for Charmed, I'm sure, a Bravo podcast hosted by Catherine, that's me, and Yvette, that's her.
That is me. Hello.
We are in bed in a hotel room in New York.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Catherine had to fly to New York specifically to be close to Montauk so we could start Summer House together. That's the reason for this whole trip.
But we are starting. That's it. I just needed to be as close to the Hamptons as humanly possible.
And it's my birthday.
And it is Yvette's birthday tomorrow. So we're doing a bit of an experiment today. We are going to cover the season premiere of Summer House. We are going to talk about, rather than recap as you've expected from Southern Charm and Vanderpump Rules, we're going to talk about some of the main things that happened, our thoughts, things we found funny, things we think are going to be a thing. We will get Vanderpump Rules out. It was recorded a bit ago, but obviously because we've been travelling, it's not out yet. It will come out, but this is going to be an experiment in us not editing anything and just recording it and throwing it right out there.
Oh my god, this is Yvette and Catherine unplugged.
Good luck to you all and good luck to us.
Bonne chance.
Let's see how we get on. So we are on Summer House. We're on season 8, episode 1.
Yeah.
So
do we even know the title?
I didn't even check the title. That's terrible. Gosh, we've such a great start.
Sorry, y'all. But look up the title if you care. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But it is 4th of July weekend, so we know that much.
It is. And we each wrote down 5 things because I bloody love a list. And
so, loves a list.
I love a list. So this is our top 10 thoughts about Summer House.
If anyone cares, the title is Declaration of Codependence.
Amen. Okay. So my first thought, are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So my first thought is the following. There is absolutely no way that the world could have managed a whole lifetime of babe and babes. I had forgotten about people like
babe, babe, babe,
yep.
Babe, babe, babe.
Exactly. And so it is so sad the way everything went down with Carl and Lindsay, but I was reminded when I was re-traumatized by them calling each other babe multiple times that they had to break up. It was like a cosmic thing. The universe could not have continued with them going around saying babe, babes. Like, civilizations would have collapsed being around that. So that's my first thought. It's so sad that that happened, but come on, y'all. They never should have been together. That's my thought.
No, I've always thought with Carl and Lindsay. So I've got a Carl and Lindsay thought, which links directly into this. I totally agree. The world does not need any more babe, 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 babe. No one needs it. But I also thought it was beyond hilarious. That's the first thing the editors did with Carl and Lindsay was put in the babe, 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 babe thing. But my thought about it was, so what, you got the babe, 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 babe stuff. And then basically Lindsay going, effectively, I am doing all of this wedding stuff by myself. And you just see her doing it all and Carl working out. And I thought that was really great on the editor's part, is that what they're effectively telling us is Carl isn't into this, right?
And that Lindsay was like, it's his wedding too. Meanwhile, she's like, I'm sorry, was that a senior stylist or a master stylist that's going to do my hair practice updo? Like, Carl gives a flying flip about that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. But I think that we kind of knew. I always got the impression with Carl and Lindsay is that they both felt the need to settle down. And it was like the most appropriate person around.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I do feel like lives are being saved by them not being together, calling each other babe. It's sad, but true.
100% agree. Also, before we move on from Carl and Lindsay, lol, to Lindsay wandering around fucking Washington, D.C. in a stars and stripe crop top and bike short. My God. Like, if you're going to do that, like, Washington, D.C. is the place to do it, isn't it? My God.
I was actually...
It just made me laugh so much.
Because we watched...
So appropriate, Lindsay.
We watched this together last night, like, the first part of it, and I was going to steal your quote as one of my 5 things, because one of Catherine's, her actual words were like, these are not serious people. I was like, yeah, they don't even need to be, like, near government.
I stole that from Succession, but they are not serious people. So my thought, and I know, I wonder if you've written this down as well, is Amanda and Kyle. this is going to be a thing. It's going to be...
Oh, Amanda and Kyle. Yes. I thought you said Mandarin Kyle. I was like, what?
Oh, sorry. But I think that this is going to be a season of grown-up relationship issues, which I'm not sure if I'm here for. That's not what I watched Summer House for. But I thought it was quite interesting. I think they are in two completely different places. I actually don't think either of them are particularly right or wrong. Amanda's always been super whingy, and she continues to be so. But they don't seem to be able to have an adult conversation. When Amanda bitched Kyle out in front of West and Danielle, and it was so awkward. And the thing is, do you know when you're like looking at it and you're like, Amanda almost seems in the wrong because she's so whingy and whiny, if that makes sense. And Kyle's sort of saying, but I am trying my best to make as much money as possible, to work as much as I can so that we've got a comfortable rest of our life, which is, I think, valid. But Amanda's point is, but you're not here, which is also valid. But they can't have the conversation because she's whinging at him and he's just going,
I mean...
They can't communicate effectively as well.
So that was basically one of mine, because I just wrote down, Kyle and Amanda actually might hate each other, and he definitely chose a banana over her to hang out with.
But again, I don't think Amanda's wrong. I want to say this. I don't want to make it out like Kyle's just this cool guy and Amanda's like this whinging shrew. She massively has a whingy side of her, like, you know, oh, Kyle.
Yeah.
But they have both got their points and they just don't seem to be able to communicate. And then he has this conversation with Paige where he tells her everything about the way he feels and she goes back and tells Amanda.
It's basically like sixth grade summer camp. Like, he can't tell his own wife and like she can't tell him privately and he can't tell her, so he talks to Paige. So,
well,
yeah.
And he said, and Paige says that he rings her all the time to talk to her about it. But actually what he says is that he feels shut down and he's really scared about like... that he doesn't feel that they can have children and things like that together, because he just feels like Amanda shuts him down. And we kind of did see it.
Yeah, we kind of did. But like, y'all, get it together now before you...
Well, go to fucking therapy. All they need to do is learn to communicate with each other. They
well,
just
no,
can't do it.
Paige is their therapy.
I'd pay her for therapy.
So let's get into that. Gets into my number two item, which is that I fully support Paige telling Chicken... If you don't know, Chicken is Craig. I fully support Paige telling sweet little baby Chicken that buying a racehorse is the actual dumbest idea he's ever had. I support that. I would be saying the same thing. No, Craig Conover does not need to be buying a racehorse or a soccer team.
This was so funny to me.
And
she's like, he watched Wrexham once and now he thinks he's Ryan Reynolds and I'm trying out here trying to do my best Blake Lively.
So yeah, I do think that people... have their thoughts on Paige and Craig, and there are people that think Paige is super mean to Craig. My personal belief, which was illustrated here, is that I think they deeply love each other. I think that the way they operate works for them. I think that he knows when she is being cheeky and facetious, but like a little bit serious, because you can't let your man just run wild.
You can't just let your man buy a racehorse.
No, and I fully support.
It's a dumb decision.
It's a dumb decision, and I do love that Paige will tell him that. But I also love, she loves him. People think she doesn't, but I think she does. And this is sort of a second thing, but the fact that he like cared what she had for breakfast and like asked her about her, like Chicken is such a cute man. I just love him.
He is such a cute man. Also, whenever she does in her confessional where she says, I've been looking after him for 2 years.
Most men, if we have, if we do have any straight male listeners, hi, welcome. You are few and far between, but y'all, I'm so sorry, but like, y'all do need women to kind of help take care of you with your silliness. You need it.
Don't,
like,
buy a racehorse.
Don't go buying racehorses. So
only Sutton from Beverly Hills can buy a racehorse, right? Because she is literally that rich. But no, you're not buying a racehorse, and you're definitely not buying an English football team.
Yeah.
That's very stupid as well.
It is. So,
so
go Paige.
Thank God for Paige to put her foot down, because as she says, I'm not marrying a broke man. Fair enough.
Amen. All right, what's your number two thing?
So I did have Craig and Paige in there. So I am going to bring up the lols of... Well, the general conversation that happens in the house this episode is about how lovely and chill and how great the vibe is. And no one explicitly says it's because Carl and Lindsay aren't there. But Paige and Sierra have a conversation in bed where they say that this is really, really lovely and it's so nice and everyone's just getting along. And then Gabby, happily on the phone to FaceTime to Carla Lindsay, going, it is just so lovely. It's so nice. Like, everybody's here. And Carla Lindsay are like, accept us. And she's like, oh, yeah, accept us. She is completely oblivious to the fact that she's basically saying, it's really, really nice without you guys.
Yep. Okay. So we are going to have a lot of overlap because that was also one of my things. And you know what? I've just realized I'm not even going to say the numbers of the things because I've already messed it up. But because I think I've said mine as number two, but it was number three. I said the same thing. Basically, that Gabby does not know how to interact with humans. And this, her saying, like, oh my God, it's like nobody's even missing. And Lindsay's like, we're missing. That is this year's equivalent of when she told that really hot man, Gerard, whatever his name was, that he was like a psychopath for his star sign. Remember that?
Yes. He was a Cancer as well, which was deeply offensive.
Oh, yeah. Gabby so offended you and all Cancer star sign people. But that is what she does, apparently. Every beginning of Summer House, she proves that she just deeply offends people willy-nilly because she can't. Read the room.
Made me laugh so much. She says something like, who's missing? Nobody. And Lindsay's like, accept us. And she's like, well, yeah, accept you. And then she keeps on going and she's like, it's just the vibes are really, really good. Completely oblivious, completely amazing. Thank you so much, Gabby, for your services.
Yep. I support Gabby's oblivious bluntness with her feelings.
But this is the point, though, that Carl and Lindsay do bring a vibe to the house and have done for the past couple of years that people haven't really enjoyed. There's been a lot of fighting around them and with them.
Right.
Kyle was fighting with Carl. Lindsay was fighting with Danielle. There was sort of like interactions with Amanda, Paige. All of it not very nice. And they're not there and everyone's getting on.
Right. And like that's the other thing is when you think about who else is... What the difference is from last year is, no, we don't have Sam and we don't have, you know, cringy Chris.
Well,
and
Chris, oh yeah, he's such a miss, isn't he? Right, Jesus.
And we don't have Maya. But again,
not a miss.
Right.
Those, in the nicest possible way, none of them are a miss.
But those are not the three people that were making... There was no tension last year with them. So clearly, like when Lindsay hears this... It's not because they're missing that it's more comfortable. It's because Carl and Lindsay are prancing around DC in bizarre America bike shorts. That's why the house has a better vibe. So,
yes,
I indeed. Completely agree. Okay, my next thing is that Jesse Solomon is giving Pete Davidson but hotter and taller vibes.
Now, Pete Davidson's ridiculously tall, isn't he?
Maybe he is.
Because Sierra's going on about Jesse being about 6'4", 6'5". Pete Davidson's about that tall.
Oh, okay. So let me...
I don't even care. I can't believe I've just jumped in on the defense of Pete Davidson.
I know, because that was also like, we're not editing this, and that was my thing. So now I've got to like, okay, let me rephrase that. He is giving Pete Davidson, because his mouth is like his whole face, and he is giving Pete Davidson vibes, equally tall, and they think he is so cool that he gets his own cheers. They're like, Jesse Solomon!
Well, they all
cheers.
Just refer to him as Jesse Solomon, Jesse Solomon, Jesse Solomon, don't they? Like,
does Jesse?
And they were kind of really impressed with West's name as well.
West,
West something Wilson, I can't remember. I didn't
West something Wilson and Jesse Solomon. I was very tired when I watched that bit. So these new men...
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my other thought, which we'll just weave into this, but... I was about to say that when we started this last night, I said, I'm too tired to get to know new people. I don't want to. But I'm going to revise that because the conversation, after the women had known these men for about 12 minutes, they're already comparing West and Jesse based on their sexual prowess. And like that
so
is
so funny, that conversation.
That is how they were evaluating them as humans. And it like... I kind of feel like they were spot on because they were like, Jesse might be taller and hotter, but Wes has more swag. And what did they say about...
They said that Jesse humps and Wes fucks. And they said something like, Wes would know if you'd come, Jesse would ask you. And then Amanda just says something like, and Kyle will have just come.
And It was just funny because these are the kind of conversations that women have, and
it was just a funny conversation.
It was funny, and like I kind of like when they showed the editors again. Thank God for the editors, because they then were like showing, even though he's really insecure about being short, they showed West like having some like swag with the ladies and twirling them around, and then they showed Jesse just being like goofy Pete Davidson and like relying uniquely on his hotness.
I am hoping that Jesse isn't going to turn out to be another Chris, like just kind of good looking but massively crackless.
Do you think he's going to be a little like, is he going to give Corey vibes?
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. Look. We all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this
I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for oh, I gotta
don't
lie.
Play don't play with it, no. Take that shit serious.
No one gives Corey vibes. Corey is awful. Like I know, like I wonder if Bravo are now done with him, because obviously Winterhouse, he was awful in Winterhouse. He wasn't great in Summerhouse last year. Like, and I wonder if Bravo are done with him. And there's also been other things outside of the show.
Oh, here's the other thing. No, this is when Bravo should have been done with him, is when he showed up to BravoCon wearing a crop top.
Oh, my God.
With his, like, tuxedo. That was the worst thing he's ever done. Like, I'll put up a shot of it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that was actually his most offensive move, was the BravoCon crop top.
It really riled me up. I know we're going off on a little bit of one, but it really, really riled me up in Winterhouse, which I'm sorry was a dud of a season. Season 3 was a dud of a season, and now it's on pause. Like, never has a TV show missed Austin Crom and his absolute messiness more, to be perfectly honest. Because he just bought the mess to Winterhouse. Both season 1 and 2, but that like the way that he speaks to and treats women, and then Sam comes in and blames the other women, because that's what Corey is told, horrible, horrible behavior. And also, I know, it's my understanding, and I chose not to look into it too much because it would have just upset me, that he's liked or shared some transphobic shit outside of the shows, which, sorry, no.
We don't need Corey. And actually,
we do not need... Also, he's not that entertaining. He's just a horrible fuckboy. And not like, at least with Austin, with his fuckboyism, there's a lot of fun that goes along with that to a certain extent. And it helps move the show forward. Corey's just awful.
And
sorry,
congrats to our... You know, I mean, even though we're now charmed by Bravo, we're still going to have some, Southern charm is still our, heart and soul.
Yes.
And so congrats to our Austin Kroll for winning Biggest Fuckboy on Watch What Crappens.
The Golden Crappens.
Yes, you
congratulations.
Congrats to Austin. Congrats, babes. Austin and Craig, we are going to y'all's restaurant tomorrow night for my birthday. We're going to Carriage House. And so I'm so proud that one of our charm boys won an award. If you don't know...
I'm not sure how we'd feel about...
No, he would hate it. He would get so riled up and he'd get so defensive. But we are proud of you because we need our charmers on the map. And if you don't know what the Golden Crappies are, it's the Watch What Crappens annual awards. And it's actually a very serious award show.
It's great. Go back and you can see, if you go and look on their Instagram or Facebook, you can see all the winners. Salt Lake City won Best Bravo Show of the Year, and it was a good one. Right, we need to get back to Summerhouse.
Yeah, I think...
Just a lovely Bravo roundup for you there, everyone.
It's time for your perhaps last thought.
Yeah, because it is my last thought. Yeah. So it's linked directly to what we were just talking about, which was West and Jesse, but linked to Sierra. So Sierra seems quite interested in West, which I thought was a interesting choice for her, because she doesn't normally go in with people so quickly, because they were all joking because she helped him cook, and they were all sat around Paige and Amanda, and Gabby were all Sierra's cooking, seriously. And then Jesse comes in and Sierra sort of is well, he's more my type, but I think that she does like West. And I was like, that's interesting for Sierra, and I do wonder if she's like, shit, I need a storyline, actually, if I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
Because she, I like Sierra, I think she's great, but she actually doesn't really do all that much.
I feel like her main role, right, like, as we've seen her in Summer House and on Winter House, is like, she's a gorgeous girl that that every guy, when they walk into that house, they zero in on Sierra, right? So Austin Kroll did it. Cringy Chris did. Oh my God, remember when he kissed her foot last year? I felt so bad for her.
But well, that was a dare, though.
Yeah, it was a dare, but still.
Not that I'm sticking
But I feel like she needs more of a storyline than just being the hot model slash former nurse that men like. So, you know, maybe she... And you don't get the storylines you need with a guy like what we think Jesse's going to be, but we don't know. I was worried when she put sparkles into West's beard. I'm like, is that, are you friend zoned if a woman adds glitter sparkles to your blonde mustache? I said beard, I meant mustache.
That's a really good question, one that I've never had a chance to contemplate in a deep philosophical manner
but
in
now,
my life, but now I have. And I'm going to say in this situation, no. Okay. I think it was flirty of her.
Okay, flirty. Because when I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, West, you've been friend-zoned. She is combing sparkles into your mustache. Which the mustache, I'm sorry, this is not an official thought because I've exceeded my list, but I'm going to say that I think, why do these men feel like they can just run around with mullets and rogue blonde mustaches?
Because I think that it's like that thing that it's like my personality is mustache or my personality is mullet. Do you not think though?
That's what I think. And I'm sorry, I just like, I would edit this out, but I just sort of like slobbered all over myself laughing. But I feel like
my personality is mustache.
my personality is 80s mullet and my personality is 80s mustache. And I feel like they're both blonde, West and what's his name?
Kyle.
Kyle, what's his name? The guy I've talked about for years on these podcasts. But they are like matchy with their out of style and they're trying to make it in style. It's just so weird.
I will just say though, I do think West has got more personality than most other newbies we have seen.
Oh my God, he's miles better than Chris and way better than Corey.
I mean, but that's like, I mean, in terms of actually parameters for, there's not really a parameter for comparison.
But who else do we
have? No, that's what I'm saying is that he, if you think about, and I'm including the women in this really, is that West seems more capable of bringing it and doing something within the season of Summer House. So actually, I'm not mad at it. If Jesse turns out to be another Chris, you know, nice but dim, doesn't really do anything, just hangs around and is muscly. Although having said that, Jesse is a trained advanced jazz singer, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, how did you feel?
And they were so impressed. The girls were so impressed. I was like, right, okay.
They were falling all over themselves for that. But okay, a hot, muscly, tall man that can sing jazz, like, it's kind of a hard sell. Like, it's, you know. What did you think of his little sample?
Well, he can definitely sing jazz.
Based on that 12-second sample that
he sang about barbecue sauce.
He did. Based off of his aria on barbecue sauce, it was so good.
So good.
So, oh my gosh, like how efficient we were.
We were so concise, everyone.
This is so new for us. Let us know what you think.
Exactly.
Unless it's mean. Then just be really...
Keep it to yourself. But I will say, you'll hear when Vanderpump Rules comes out, we're struggling a little bit with it. And I think that a lot of people viewing it are. We've had messages from people saying that it's a bit much, actually.
It's depressing. Let's just say it.
Yeah, it's depressing. And we're fine. It's quite difficult to sort of like have laughs about it at the moment. And whereas Summer House might be a bit more laugh filled. So if you think that you would prefer us to switch this format over in that we do deeper Summer House recaps and then do something a bit more like this with Vanderpump Rules, do let us know.
Or maybe you like, because Summer House is so light and fluffy, maybe you like this. Because
yeah, maybe
again,
I like a light and fluffy.
Do we really need to deeply analyze everybody's commentary in fucking Summer House?
No, we do not. But I tell you what, the one thing I will say is when we get to the very end, we probably will do full recaps with the Carl and Lindsay stuff because we'll probably want to talk about it in a lot more.
Because we can't contain ourselves.
We can't contain ourselves. And I think that's going to be crazy and everyone's going to have an opinion. And but I do wonder with Summer House, it's started off well, definitely better than last season's beginning, is that this is almost going to be, I've said this before, that a lot of the Bravo shows, like Beverly Hills, Southern Charm to a certain extent, but it did all happen before Scandoval, is that all of these Bravo shows are trying to create their own Scandoval. And I do wonder, actually, the backlash of that is that you get like season 11 of Vanderpump Rules where everyone's just like, it's bumming us out, man.
Yeah, we're getting a little bummed, but we are about to go perk ourselves up. Let's go to Central Park now.
We're going to go to Central Park. We might have a cocktail. We might eat a giant soft pretzel.
Follow us.
Follow us on Instagram and we'll put lots of stuff over there. You can get that in our episode description. But literally, we're going to upload this about 10 minutes after we've recorded it. Let us know what you think, thoughts, feelings. But only if they're nice, everyone, as you know. Don't bring us down.
Don't bring us down. No, go give us a cheeky 5-star if you love us the most. And if you don't, send us a private email. Because otherwise, I cry.
Yes, so Vanderpump will be out really, really soon. Again, sorry about the delay on that, but we're on holiday. We're on holiday, guys.
We are on a full holiday.
Full holiday. So do let us know what you think of this. You can get in touch with us, as I've said, on Instagram, TikTok.
Sometimes.
And email. And we will see you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.